Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. Normally, we play music around historical events, but apparently not much happened this past week in history, so we're going to play some songs around quotations made by some historical figures. We've got songs about grammar, we're going to have a vocabulary lesson, and play some requests. But to get us started, we've got some songs about flattery. Flattery is not always sincere. 17th century French poet Jean de La Fontaine said, "Be advised that all flatterers live at the expense of those who listen to them." American statesman Adlai Stevenson said, "Flattery is all right so long as you don't inhale." No one knows who said, "When a man is really important, the worst advisor he can have is a flatterer," but 17th century French author François de La Rochefoucauld wrote, "Flattery is a counterfeit money which, but for vanity, would have no circulation." Well, we're going to start the show with some songs of genuine and sincere flattery, starting off with Roger Wolf Kahn and his orchestra.
Thank you. Coliseum. You're the top, you're the Louvre Museum. You're a melody from a symphony by Strauss. You're an Ascot bonnet, a Shakespeare sonnet. You're Mickey Mouse. You're the Nile, you're the Tower of Pisa. You're the smile on the Mona Lisa. I'm a worthless check, a total wreck, a flop. Buddy baby, I'm the bottom, you're the top. That is fated soon to pop. Buddy baby, I'm the bottom, you're the top.
Thank you. Now you must have been a beautiful baby, you must have been a wonderful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove the little boys wild. When it came to winning blue ribbons, you must have shown the other kids how. I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you made the cutest bow. Oh, you must have been a beautiful baby, 'cause baby, look at you now, now, now.
Some musical flattery on Rapidly Rotating Records. We began with Roger Wolf Kahn and his orchestra with the golden voice of radio, Frank Munn, performing the vocal on You're a Real Sweetheart, recorded June 26, 1928. That record just had its 73rd birthday. You're a Real Sweetheart was followed by You're the Top with Henry Hall and the BBC Dance Orchestra and Dan Donovan vocalizing on May 30, 1935. Then it was Bill Berry and his orchestra from their only recording session on March 22, 1935, and You're a Heavenly Thing. Bill Berry played piano and sang the vocal on that recording, but the other personnel are unknown. And we finished up with You Must Have Been a Beautiful Baby, John Kirby and his orchestra recording on New Year's Day, 1939. John Kirby played bass in the band. Nat Ganella was on trumpet and performed the vocal. After the Al Dubin and Harry Warren songwriting partnership ended, Harry Warren was teamed with Johnny Mercer. They wrote You Must Have Been a Beautiful Baby for Dick Powell in the film Hard to Get, and it was their first hit as a team. You're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'll be back with some thoughts on grammar and punctuation when we return right after this. As a public service, here's this evening's grammar lesson, starting with some quotations on grammar and punctuation. Russian short story writer and playwright Isaac Babel wrote, "No iron can pierce the heart with such force as a period put just at the right place." In a less serious vein, American poet Carl Sandburg said, "I never made a mistake in grammar but once in my life, and as soon as I'd done it, I seen it." American author F. Scott Fitzgerald exclaimed, "Cut out all these exclamation points. An exclamation point is like laughing at your own joke." American journalist and author Calvin Trillin said, "As far as I'm concerned, whom is a word that was invented to make everyone sound like a butler." And American author Samuel Clemens, better known as Mark Twain, said, "Damn the subjunctive. It brings all writers to shame." In fact, the Old English subjunctive mood is seldom used, but it is still used when stating conditions contrary to fact, as in, "If I were a carpenter and you were a lady," where use of the subjunctive "were" rather than the indicative "was" suggests that the speaker is not, in fact, a carpenter. We also use the subjunctive in noun clauses following verbs of desiring, commanding, and suggesting, as in the example, "I suggest that you be a little quieter," where the condition described in the noun clause is not a present reality or a future certainty, but a possibility mediated by someone's desire. The subjunctive now appears mainly in fixed or formulaic expressions such as "come what may." Now, I just happen to have some musical examples of the subjunctive mood, starting off with Rudy Valley.
Every tear I'd lose, dear. If you could understand, I know you'd lend a hand to all the dreams I've planned for you. Life would be so divine, I'd worship at your shrine, sweetheart, if you were only mine. mind.
Thank you. though you were untrue, I'll still be fair to you and say a word for you whom it may concern. The thrill of your caress can bring real happiness. That much I will confess whom it may concern. I loved you from the start, but you just broke my heart and left me memories that bless and burn. Though you have someone new, I'm still in love with you, and you can tell that too, whom it may concern.
Some musical examples of the subjunctive mood. We started off with Rudy Valley and his Connecticut Yankees and If You Were the Only Girl in the World, lyrics by Clifford Gray and music by Nat Ayer, and recorded November 19, 1929. Then, from May of 1932, it was Isham Jones and his orchestra and an unknown vocalist on If You Were Only Mine. That was followed by the Paul Specht Orchestra on January 27, 1927, and If All the Stars Were Pretty Babies. The vocal was by Johnny Morris, who was also the drummer in the band. Violinist Paul Specht was born in 1895 and formed a six-piece band in Detroit in 1916. Within a few years, the band had grown to 12 members. Paul Specht was the first to have a band within a band, forming a six-piece group called the Georgians, led by Frank Guarenti. And we finished up that grammar set of songs with McKinney's Cotton Pickers in 1930 and To Whom It May Concern. Drummer William McKinney formed his band, the Cotton Pickers, in Springfield, Ohio in 1922, but they didn't begin recording for Victor until 1928. The vocalist on To Whom It May Concern was Lois Depp. Yes, that was a baritone voice. Lois Depp was a man. You're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I'm your host, Glenn Robison, inviting you to send your comments and requests. You may do so electronically by email to glenn@glennrobison.com, GLENNROBISON, or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. You're also welcome to check out the website, rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email. Speaking of requests, we'll honor some requests when we return, right after this. One thing that did happen this past week, on July 5th, 1934, Bing Crosby sang Love in Bloom, backed by Irving Aronson and his Commanders. The song was fairly popular, but became much more so when Jack Benny made it a popular standard. Here's Bing Crosby.
Blue night and you alone with me, my heart has never known such ecstasy. Am I on earth? Am I in heaven? Can it be the tree that filled the breeze with rare and magic perfume? Oh no, it isn't the tree. It's love in bloom. Can it be the spring that seems to bring the stars right into this room? Oh no, it isn't the spring. It's love in bloom. My heart was a desert. You planted a seed. And this is the flower. This hour of sweet fulfillment, is it all a dream, the joy supreme that came to us in the gloom? You know it isn't a dream, it's love in bloom.
Harry Lillis Crosby with Irving Aronson and his Commanders and Love in Bloom, written by Ralph Ranger and Leo Robin for the picture She Loves Me Not. Bill Carlson, with an E, was born in Clay Center, Kansas, in July of 1904. He attended the University of Kansas for 2 years as a chemistry major before transferring to the University of Wisconsin. But his interest in music became greater than his interest in valances, and he left school to play the saxophone, touring with various bands, including that of Isham Jones. In about 1924, he arrived in Milwaukee with Fred Dexter's band. Dexter's orchestra was resident at the Wisconsin Roof, a ballroom on the roof of the Wisconsin Theater during 1924 and 25. Dexter gave up the band in 1926 to become a band contractor in Madison, Wisconsin, just west of Milwaukee, and Bill Carlson took over as leader of the band. He appeared regularly at the Wisconsin Roof until 1931 and also broadcast over WTMJ. Around 1932, he left the Wisconsin Roof and alternated summer and winter between the modernistic and futuristic ballrooms in Milwaukee until 1936, when he moved to the Schroeder Hotel. He became popular in Chicago and played at the Aragon and Trianon ballrooms. Bill Carlson had studied flying during the 1930s, and during World War II, he gave up the band and joined the war effort as a flight instructor. After the war, he began a new association with WTMJ, this time as a meteorologist on the station's television news broadcasts. He remained at WTMJ until his retirement in 1972. He was at the controls of an airplane when he died of a heart attack in Florida in 1979, but the co-pilot landed the plane safely. Listener Bill lives in Madison, Wisconsin, and sent an email requesting to hear Bill Carlson. So here, for listener Bill in Madison, is the Wisconsin Roof Orchestra. Thank you.
turkey till my baby's known to ride, my baby's known to walk, but walk or ride, ride or walk, she's still my baby. I know you took her out an evening or two, I take my chances with a dozen like you. You even ask her ma, you interviewed her pa, but my pa, she's still my baby.
Shake like the dew. Oh, that's the wobbly walk. Wiggle your shoulders, wiggle your knees, scatter your fingers out with the breeze. Oh, that's the wobbly walk. Like the wavy ocean, get that motion to and fro. Lap down your left, lap down your right, there you go. That's got 'em, shoulders and fingers, ankles and feet. Just make it hotter as you repeat.
For listener Bill in Madison, Wisconsin, the Wobbly Walk, the Wisconsin Roof Orchestra in Chicago in December of 1927 with Henry Bubbles Reber on the vocal. And we started off with Divine's Wisconsin Roof Orchestra in October of 1926 with Spencer Reuter singing She's Still My Baby. Divine's Wisconsin Roof Orchestra refers to George Divine, who operated the Wisconsin Roof, and his brother Tom, who operated the Indiana Roof in Indianapolis. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. We'll be back with tonight's vocabulary lesson when we return right after this. I learned a new word the other day. Absquatulate. Absquatulate. To absquatulate means to leave suddenly or to run away, and synonyms include abscond, skedaddle, vamoose, and take off. Don't bother looking it up in your Funkin' Wagnalls. I had to pull out the Oxford Unabridged Dictionary to find absquatulate because it is a factitious word, that is, fictional or made up. It first appeared in 1862 in the western and midwestern United States. Now name another radio program anywhere on the planet where you're going to find that kind of vital information. In any case, here are some songs about leaving suddenly, starting off with the Whoopee Makers.
Thank you. many times I've been blue. You never know how much I've been by my own song. I ain't crying, lying awake over you.
Sugar baby, I'm leaving, and I'm glad to be gone. Don't you think I'm grieving, cause you treated me wrong. You thought I'd be crying, but I'm singing a song. You believe you can have your way, you might have known it would end someday. No more am I the fall guy, just taking your cue. I'm gonna sing you bye bye blue. I've just been your plaything, but now I'll have my break. Sugar babe, I'm leaving you.
Sugar baby.
But this'll bring you back. I walked around the corner to the peanut stand. My gal got stuck on the peanut man. You may go, but this'll bring you back. You quit me, pretty mama, cause you couldn't be my boss. But a rolling stone don't gather no moss. You may leave, but this'll bring you back.
Some songs about absquatulating. We began with the Whoopee Makers, a pseudonym for the Duke Ellington Orchestra, and Since You Went Away from October 16, 1928, with Chick Bullock on the vocal. Then it was multi-instrumentalist Blue Steel on trombone, mellophone, and doing the vocal on Sugar Babe, I'm Leavin', recorded in Savannah, Georgia on August 26, 1927. Kenny Sargent played clarinet, alto, and baritone sax, as well as joining in on the vocal. Sonny Clapp played trombone in the band, and if you listen carefully to the show, you know that Sonny Clapp had his own band called Sonny Clapp and his Band of Sunshine. Next, it was Horace Smith, backed by Sid Valentine on trumpet, James Slick Helms on piano, and Paul George on banjo, and Going Away and Leave My Baby, recorded by Jeanette in Richmond, Indiana on October 2, 1929. And we finished up with what I believe is the first jug band we've played on the show, the Memphis Jug Band, with Charlie Bozo Nickerson on the vocal, and You May Leave, But This Will Bring You Back. Memphis guitar player Will Shade, who was sometimes went by the pseudonym Sun Brimmer, heard the records of the Dixieland Jug Band, and upon a chance meeting with a jug player in Memphis in 1927, decided to put together a band, as he put it, something like the Boys in Louisville. The Memphis Jug Band recorded nearly 70 songs for Victor and OK between 1927 and 1934. The band was one of the most versatile of the jug bands. They performed at every conceivable type of venue, street corners, backwater juke joints, nightclubs, political rallies, private parties at elegant homes and hotel ballrooms, openings of stores, medicine shows, and even an excursion trains and riverboats. Their repertoire had to include a wide range of styles in order to entertain all these different sorts of audiences, so they could and did play everything from the latest popular ragtime pieces to old-time waltzes and breakdowns, bawdy blues songs, and humorous vaudeville routines. And speaking of absquatulate, it's time for me to absquatulate. You've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I'm Glenn Robison, inviting you to click in or tune in again next week for more toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. As always, I do thank you for your very kind attention.